Howdy, I'm Jeremy Kitchen, and you're listening to This Week in Texas. Howdy, welcome to the inaugural episode of This Week in Texas, a show dedicated to discussing what you can expect in Texas politics in the week ahead. I'm your host, Jeremy Kitchen. This week marks the final week in which bills can be filed. Specifically, Friday, March 12th is not only the bill filing deadline, but also marks the 60th day of the 140-day legislative session. It's a key pivot point in which bills that have already been filed will actually start moving through the overall legislative process. Up until this point, the only real bills that could have been considered were those deemed emergency items by the governor. Interestingly, however, even those bills haven't moved much, let alone all of them been filed. The House of Representatives just started referring bills on February 25th, even though they've had the ability to do so since early February. So far, of the almost 3,000 bills filed in that chamber, only about half of them have been referred to committees. Compare that to previous sessions, and this percentage is much lower. The Senate just last week started referring its bills, and so far they've referred 281 bills of the over 1,000 bills filed there. This is significantly lower than previous sessions. This last week also marked the first meetings of several committees in both chambers where they organized and heard testimony from agencies that fall under their respective jurisdictions. All of the committee testimony for this week was invited only. The only committees that have thus far considered any bill are the House Appropriations and Senate Finance Committees, where they discuss the various agency appropriation requests that fall under the respective articles of the overall budget. They started their work shortly after committees were assigned in both chambers. Expect for this next week for committee meetings to really start heating up where priority bills between the governor, the lieutenant governor, and speaker of the House actually start moving through the process. The committee scheduled thus far to meet this week include about 16 in the House, more important of those being the Criminal Jurisprudence Committee, Juvenile Justice and Family Issues, Ways and Means Committee, Human Services, Public Education, and Public Health. In the Senate, there's about six committees scheduled to meet so far. Some of those include the Senate State Affairs Committee, the Senate Finance Committee, the Senate Health and Human Services Committee, and the Senate Special Committee on Redistricting. Both the House and Senate convene this week starting Tuesday, the House at 2 p.m., the Senate at 3 p.m. So far, the House has convened 17 times for a total of 13 hours. The Senate has convened 7 times for a total of 7 hours. We're on day 56 of the total 140-day legislative session. Both chambers have met significantly less than in previous sessions. Regarding the Republican Party of Texas legislative priorities, several of those priorities have already been filed. Some have already been referred to committees, but very few of them have been scheduled for hearings coming up this week. If you'd like to follow or know more about that or follow along, you can visit our website, texasscorecard.com. Under the tools bar there at the top part of the website, you can find the legislative priority tracker for both the Republican Party of Texas and Democrat Party of Texas. On Monday, the House Ways and Means Committee will meet to hear House Bill 59. This is by Representative Andy Murr, who this bill specifically would eliminate the school maintenance and operation taxes and create a joint interim committee to kind of discuss and review their elimination. On Monday, the Senate State Affairs Committee will also be hearing a few bills. These include Senate Bill 12 by Senator Hughes, which relates to the prohibition of censorship by social media companies, Senate Bill 26 by Senator Paxton, and Senate Joint Resolution 27 by Senator Hancock. Both prohibit the suspension of laws protecting religious freedom and closing places of worship. A Republican priority election integrity bill will also be heard in Senate State Affairs on Monday. That includes Senate Bill 155 by Senator Perry. This bill would use the jury service list of citizens versus non-citizens to review the overall voter registration rolls. On Tuesday, the House Public Education Committee will hear the Tim Tebow bill, as it's been dubbed, or House Bill 527 by Representative James Frank. He's filed this bill several times before, and it will allow homeschool students to participate in UIL athletics. The House Human Services Committee will also hear House Bill 892 and H.J.R. 46 by Representative James Frank, which would designate an essential caregiver for in-person visitation to nursing homes to include during a pandemic. Likewise, the Senate Health and Human Services Committee will hear the companion to those bills by Senator Lois Kolkhorst on Wednesday. The Senate Special Committee on Redistricting will also be meeting next week on Thursday and Friday to discuss both the Austin and El Paso regions of their overall redistricting plan. That's it for this week's update. Thank you for joining us. If you like today's show, please consider taking a minute to subscribe on your favorite podcasting platform and leave a review. You can also go to TexasScorecard.com to find more shows and content to help be an informed citizen. Until next time, and in liberty, God bless Texas.